Side 19, Finnegan's Wake, continuing on page 611. By, Bullocky Vampus Taffany Bob's topside Joss Pigeon fella Balcally, archdruid of Eilish Chinchin Joss, into his heptachromatic, seven-hued, septicolored, roar and yell green Lindigan mantle, finish his show along to his Mr. Guest Patholic, with Alb belong of him, the whose throat hum with of same time all the his cassock groaner fellas of Gray's friary family. He fast all time, what time all him monker fellas, with same patholic, quorniam, speeching, yen not speeching, nor man liberty is, he drink up words, silly set, tomorrow to recover will not, all to many much illusiones, through photoprismic velamina of youthful panepiphanal world spectaculum of Lord Joss, the of which zoanthalytic furniture, from mineral through vegetal to animal, not appear to full up together fallen man than under but one photo reflection of the several iridals gradaciones of solar light, that one which that part of it, fernit of Hugh Pan Epi world, had shown itself part of fur of Hugh Pan war, unable to absorbere, whereas for number one puridux seer in seventh degree of wisdom of entis anton, he savvy inside true inwardness of reality, the ding fad in itself id est. All objects of panepi war, all sides showed themselves in trues coloribus resplendent, with sextuple gloria of light actually retained antecintus inside them, obs of epi war. Romland patholic, stereotypopticus. No catch all that preachy book. Ut piam, tomorrow, recover thing even, is not, by, vampsy, bobsy, tapanus, bullocks, topside, joss, pigeon fella, bill kelly, bell kelly, say, pat fella, want his antis two times, health healing, with other words, verbi, gratia, grading, from murmurulentus till stridulo, salirio, sing long thing. While his comprehendurient, with diminishing claractonism, augmentationed himself in caloripia to vision soul through sighty, you anxious melancholic. High that height uber King Leary, his fiery grass belong ahead, all show color of sorrelwood herb green. Again, nigger blonker, of thee his essex-colored home-grown worsteds costume, the his fellow saffron petticoat look same hue of boiled spinasses. Other thing, voluntary mute his muser, he not compy handy, the his golden two-breast talk, look just same like curly cabbis, more after, to pacey negativisticists, verdant ready rain roof belong of him, exuber high ober King Leary, very dead, what he wish to say, spit of super exuber abundancy, plenty laurel leaves, after that commander bulopent eyes, of most highest Ordritza king, same thing like time choppy upon parsley, alongside that, if please, sir, nos displace tot tongue, soul of a bishopus pastard, enamel Indian gem in maledictive finger fondler of high, high sire, sultan, emperor, all same like one fellow olive lentil, on the long side that, by undersenders, kiri kiri kiring, violaceous war one contusiones of face butts, of high up big cocky wocky, sublissimime autocrat, for that with pure hue glut intensely saturated one, tinged uniformly, all around side, up in and out down, very like you seek a chow chow of plenty much senecassia. Hump, comps, ebly bally. Succot? Punk. Big seer, refracts the petty padre, whackling it out, a tumble to take, triteness to call thing and to call if say is good while, you poor chiaroscuro black and white paddinger, by this wis a posterior prismically apostrophied and paralogically periparalyzed, celestial from principalist of Iro's Irisman's ruin boon pot before, for being time monk blinkers time blinged completamentarily murk blanked in their neutralysis between the possible veriditude of the sager and the probable arub eruption of the saint, as my tapropinquish to me wipen miselps nose gates a handcart chief of synthetic chamois rag to hims hers, seeming such 4-3 to agreement cause heart to be might, saving to Balenoac, he kneeleth, to great Balenoac, he kneeleth down, to greatest great Balenoac, he kneeleth down quite simply, The sound sent simple in a weed-weighed wold of the fire there the sun and his halo cast on man. That was thing by gutter, the thing bog cotton, the very thing begad. Even to Optiputty, Bilkilly, Belkelly, Balkelly. Who was for shouting down the shatten on the lamp of Jeeshees? Sweating on to stonker and throw his seventh, as he shook his thumping four features at the high hop of his ards. Thud. Good save fire lamp, hail the helots. God's self fore lamp, hauled they, hawed. Where there on the skyfold high, tramp a tramp a tramp a die. Per ye com dum duminum nunstrum, jesum priestums, fulium tuum. Ta war? Sants and sogs, cabs and cobs, kings and cars, tents and taunts. Tis gone in far over. So for now, delish, pur de day, to transfixeration. Feast of tabernacles, sinopegia, come, shamwork, be in our shining. And let every Chris couple be so cross-complimentary, little eggons, yolk and milk, in a far bigger pan-cosmos, with a hearty hamium all round, God's truth. Yet is no body present here, which was not there before. Only is order othered, naught is nulled, fuit fiat. Lo, the Lord of Lorenz now aureolizing benedictively when saint and sage have said their say. A spathe of calyptrous gloom involucrumens the perinanthianamenta. Fungo algaceous musco filicial gramino palmula plantion. Of inivivorous, feelful thinkamalinx, luxuriotating everywhence whithersoever among skull hollows and charnel cysts of a weed waste wold weevild. When Ralph the Retriever ranges to jaw-road his nuts knuckles and her thea's thighs. One gulp down of the nauseous forer brark fasts, or a boom around, and you're as paint and spick-span as a rainbow. Read the bowl to rid the bowel. No rancure, no rank heats, or a mess in a mullium, chlorid cup. Health, chalce, endless necessity. Arrive, licky-poggers in a poke. The fulgor of the fright fools is olympically optimominous. There is bound to be a loveleg day for mirages in the open. Murnane and Aveling are undertaken to bury that orchard, provided that. You got to make good that breech suit, seamer. You going to home, port home, toiler master. You yet must get up to kill, none particular. You still stand by and do as hipped, private. While for yous, Jasminia Aruna and all your likers, affinitatively must it be by you elected, if monogynes his is or hers diander, the tubus, limbersome, and nectarial. Owned or graze heifer, ethyl or bonding, Mopsus or Gracchus, all your Herodotes will incessant lament be coming back from the Anon Wishwash Hoos, Orm Pierre Lodge, Dune of the Drooms, blanches bountifully a night's end made up, every article lathering, leaving several rinsings, so as each rinse results with a dapperant roll, cuffs for meek, and chokers for chic, and a kink in the pats for namby. For beer, for bear, for naught that is has been, in mornin's long. Themes have times, and habit reburns, to flame in you. Ardor, vigor, forders, order. Since ancient was, our living is impossible to be delivered as. Kaffirs and culls and once again overalls, the fittest survivor lives that blued iron and storage can make them, which as all claims, clean, when as keeps, clothes, and the man or miller clipper-clappers, noxed, dozed. Fen-sense, fin-sense a-worn, tuck up those wide shorts. The pink of the busket for sheer give peeps. Stand up to hard wear and step into style. If you soil may pute, ute me prides. For new man morn, set a marge to the merge of our notions. Initian once again. What has gone? How it end? Begin to forget it. It will remember itself from every sides, with all gestures, in each our word. Today's truth, tomorrow's trends. Forget, remember. Have we cherished expectations? Are we for liberty of perusiveness? Why after what for where? A plain plan, Liffeyism assemblement, Seblania's conglomerate horde, by dim Delphi Deva. Forget. Our whole mole, mill-wheeling vicocyclometer, a tetradimensional gazebo croticon, the Mama Luja, known to every schoolboy scandaler, be he Matty, Marky, Lukey, or Jonodonk, auto-kinetonetically pre-provided with a clapper-coupling smelting works ex-progressive process for the farmer, his son, and their homely codes, known as egg burst, egg blend, egg burial, and Hatcher's hatch can, receives through a portal vein the dialytically separated elements of precedent decomposition for the very pet purpose of subsequent recombination, so that the heroticisms, catastrophes, and eccentricities transmitted by the ancient legacy of the past, type by tope, letter from letter, word at word, with sendents of sundance, since the days of Plunian columcellas, when Giacinta, Pervenche, and Margaret swayed over the all too ghoulish and illyrical and inhumantic in our modern nation, all anastomosically assimilated and preter-identified para-idiotically, in fact, the same old game-bowl atomic structure of our Phineas the Old One, as highly charged with electrons as Hoff Hazard's can effect of it, may be there for you, cock-a-loo-ra-loo-ra-loo-man-old, when cup, platter, and pot come piping hot, as sure as herself pits hen to paper and their scribings scrawled on eggs. Of course so. And in effect as? Dear. And we go on to dirt dump. Reverend. May we add majesty? Well, we have frankly enjoyed more than anything these secret workings of nature's. Thanks ever for it, we humbly pray. And, well, was really so denighted of this lifetime. Mox rats, which bring up about Ulweckers, they will come to no good. Yon clouds will soon disappear, looking forwards at a fine day. The honorable Master Sarmon, they should be first born like he was, with a two-hangled warpon, and it was between Williamstown and the Marion Aylesbury on the top of the long car, as merrily we rolled along, we think of him looking at us yet as if to pass away in a cloud. When he woke up in a sweat beside us, it was to pardon him, Goldilocks, me having an earth, but he daydreamed we had a lovelit face for a pultomine. Back we were, by the jerk of a beamstalk, backed in Palladay's last, on the brinks of the Wablish, the man what never put a dram in the swags but milk from a national cow's. That was the prick of the spindle to me that gave me the keys to dreamland. Sneakers in the grass, keep off. If we were to tick off all that caffler's head, whisperers for his accommodation, the micraws, namely, and their bacon what harmed butter. It's margarine oil, tin tin, tin tin. Drinksly is it forbidden by the honorary 10th commandment to shall not bear full sweetness against a neighbor's wiles. What those slimes up the cavern door around you, keenin, the lies is coming out on them frecklefully, had the shames to suggest, can we ever? Never. So may the low forget him their trespasses against Molloyd O'Reilly, that huggleberry fan, now about to get up the heartiest that Coolock ever. A naught in naught Irish man, called Ervigson by his first mate. May all similar doubters of our old hame story have that fancied with me. For a pipe of twist or a slug of Hibernia metal we could let out, and by jings, someone would make a carpus of somebody with the greatest of pleasure by private shootings. And in contravention to the constancy of chemical combinations, not enough of all the slatters of him left for Peter the Picker to make their 3/70 filths of a man out of. Good wheat! How delicious for the 3 sulvans of Dalkey, and what a sell price get the 2 Perrys of Mauna Kea. Sugars of lead for the Clorer's ashpots. Peace. He possessing from a child of highest valency for our privileged beholdings, ever complete hairy of chest, hamps and eye bags, in pursuance to sales lady's affectionate company. His real devotes. Wriggling reptiles, take notice. Whereas we exgust all such sprinkling snigs, they are pestituting the whole time, notwithstanding we simply agree upon the committee of a nuisance. Or could above bring under same notice for it to be able to be seen. About that co-erogenal Hun and his knowing the size of an egg cup. First, he was a skulks man at one time, and then Clunes fired him through Guff. Be sage about sausages. Statistics shows with his hiccups of tea tables, the old firm's fat spitters are most eatenly appreciated by metropolonians. While we should like to drag attentions to our Wolfman's Compensation Act, the magnates of our midst being foisted upon by a plethora of parachutes. Did space permit the bad example of setting before the military, to the best of our belief in the earliest wish of the one in mind, was the mitigation of the king's evils? And how he stared up the step after it's the power of the gate. His giant stand of man unknown. No Brad wishy-washy-wathy wanted neither. Once you are ballad-proof, you are unpassable to haily, icy, and missile throws. Order now before we reach Rugger's Rush, as we now must close, hoping to St. Lawrence all in the best. Moral, Mrs. Storrs Humphreys. So, you are expecting trouble, Pondups, from the domestic service question? Mr. Storrs Humphreys. Just as there is a good in heaven, Livia, my cheek is a complete blink. Plum, meaning 1, 2, 4. Thinkers, up the hind hose of his ass. Whereupon our best again, to 111 plus 1001 other blessings, will now concluse those apostles to your great kindest, well, for all at trouble to took. We are all at home in old Fintona, thank Danis, for our self's sake, that direst of housebonds, who'll wheel be true unto love's end, so long as we has a pocketful of brass. Impossible to remember persons, and improbable to forget position places. Who would pillow his head off to conjure up a well, particularly mean stinker like fun make called Foon McCrawl, brothers, mystery man of the pork martyrs? Force in Giddush. Tomothy and Lorcan, the bucket toolers, both are Timpsons, now they've changed their caracticals during their blackout. Conan boys will pudge the daylives out through him if they are correctly informed. Music, me owl straw, please. Fing, one must simply laugh, fing him again. Good licks, well, this ought to weak him to make up. He'll want all his fury gut murderers to redress him. Gilly in the Gap, the big, bad, old, sprowly, all-uttering foon, has now stuffed last potting. His funeral will sneak, please, by creeps o'clock Tuesday. Kingen will come in. Also, Brewbeer, Penn's picture at Mansham House Horse Garden, shown in Morning Post, as from Boston transcript. Femmels will be preadaminant, as from 28 to 12. To hear that love-laid parson of case of a ball gentle male pour forth her moracles. Don't forget, the grand funeral will now shortly occur. Remember, the remains must be removed before 8 hours sharp, with earnestly conceived hopes. So help us to witness to this day to hand in sleep, from of Mayor's days to most duteous. Well, here's lettering you erroneously anent other clerical fans alleged herewith. I wished I was to be that dumb tyke, and he'd wish it was me yon per heel. How about it? The sweetest song in the world. Our shape as a juvenile being much admired from the first with native copper locks. Referring to the Married Woman's Improperty Act, a correspondent paints out that the sweet auburn vogue is hanging down straight fitting to her innocent eyes. Oh, felicious cool pause. If all the McCrawls would only handle Virgil's like Arms Works Limited. That's Hansel for Girtles. Never mind, Mickleman's. Chat us instead. the cad with the Pope's wife, Lily Kinsella, who became the wife of Mr. Sneakers for her good name in the hands of the kissing solicitor, will now engage in attentions. Just a princh for tonight. Pale Belly's our mild cue, back and streaky nine pace. The thick, soft Bully's Acre was got up by Sully, the Boot Lane Brigade. And she had a certain medicine brought her in a licensed vittler's bottle. Shame, thrice shame. We are advised the waxy is at the present in the sweeps hospital and that he may never come out. Only look through your leather box one day with PCQ about 4:32 or at 8:20 to 5 with the quart of Sissons Masters and Clark and the bevyhem of Mary Reparatrices for a good all-round Simpowderix purge full view to be surprised to see under the grand piano Lily on the sofa and a lady pulling a low, and then he'd begin to jump a little bit to find out what goes on when love walks in besides the solicitous busness by kissing and looking into a mirror. That we were treated not very grand when the police and everybody is all bowing to us when we go out in all directions on Wantoland Road with my Cuberola glide. And, personably speaking, they can make their bows to my Alice, as Hilary Allen sang to the open nine-nighters. Item. We never were chained to a chair, and, bitem, no widower whothersoever followed us about with a fork on Yankskilling Day. Meet a great civilian, proud lives to him, who is gentle as a mushroom, and a very affectable when he always sits for an instus for his wet, while to all whom it may concern, Sully is a thug from all he drunk, though he is a rattling fine bootmaker in his profession. Would we were hereafter to lodge our complaint on Sergeant Larceny, in consequence of which in such steps taken his health would be constably broken into potter's pants, which would be the change of his life by a null Welshian which has been ox bell out of Crispianity. Well, our talks are coming to be resumed by more polite conversation with 100% human over the natural bestness of pleasure after his good few mugs of humbidum and shag. While, for whoever likes that urogenal pan of cakes, one apiece it is, thanks, beloved, to Adam, our former first Finlatter, and our grocerous churcher, as per Griffith's valuations, for his beautiful cross-mess parcel. Well, we simply like their dem cheeks, the rat garries, wagging hereabout around the rhythms in me amphibed, and he being as bothered that he possibly could by the fault of the Hampty Dan. Certified reformed peoples, we may add to this stage, are promptably saying to quite agreeable deef. Here gives your answer, pigs and scuts. Hence we've lived in two worlds. He is another he what stays under the hymn of hope. The hereworker of our hame fame is his real name same, who will get himself up and erect, confident and heroic, when but young as of old, for my daily compression all, a wee one woos. Alma Luvia Polabella. P.S. Soldierolo's sweetheart. And she's about fetted up now with Nancy Reams and rigs out in regal rooms with the Ritzies. Rags. Worn's out. But she's still her decuman amber, too. Soft morning, city. Lisp. I am leafy speefing. Lisp. Faulty and faulty, all the nights have fallen onto long my hair. Not a sound, falling. Lisp. No wind, no word. Only a leaf, just a leaf, and then leaves. The woods are fond always, as were we their babes in, and robins in grues so. It is for me gould and wending, unless, away, rise up, man of the hoof, you have slept so long. Or is it only so, me sleeps, on your pondered palm, reclined from cape to cape, with pipe on bowl, terse for a fiddler, sixth for Mac Marriers, none for a coal. Rise up now and arouse, Norvina's over. I am leafy, your goulden, so you called me. May me life, yea, your goulden, silve me salve, exoggerator. You did so rule, I was so charmed. But there's a great poet in you, too. Stout Stokes would take you awfully. So has he as bored me to slump. But am good and rested. Thanks to you, Toddy Tanya. Yaw-ha-ha. Help unto min, help has been. Here is your shirt, the day one, come back. The stock, your collar. Also your double brogues, a comforter as well. And here your ivorall, and ever the lest, your umber. And stand up tall, straight. I want to see you looking fine for me, with your brand new big green belt and all. Blooming in the very lotus and second to nil, bud. When you're in the Buckley shoot, Rose and Sharonals near did for you. 57-3, cosh, with the bulge. Proud purse I'll be with his poor Aroon Irene, there. Pride, comfitousness, envy. You make me think of a wonder decker I once, or some bart that sailed her. The man me gallant with the bangled ears, or an earl was he at Lucan. Or no, it's the Iron Dukes, I mean. Or sombre earths from the dark countries. Come and let us. We always said we'd and go abroad. Rathgrainy way, perhaps. The children are still fast. There is no school today. Them boys is so contrary. The head does be worrying himself. He'll trouble and he'll travel. Galliver and Gallover. Unless they changes by mistake. I seen the likes in the twinkling of an eye. Some, so oft, sim, time after time, the same as new. Two brethren as doffered as north and sound. When one of him sighs or one of him cries, 'tis you all over. No peace at all. Maybe it's those two old crony aunts held them out to the waterfront. Queer Mrs. Quickenough and odd Miss Dodpebble. And when them two has had a good few, there isn't much more dirty clothes to publish, from the Laundersdale mentions. One chap googling the holy boy's thingabib, and this lad wetting his whittle. You were pleased as punch, recitating war exploits and persorations to them jackeen gapers. But that night after, all you were wanting, bidding me do this and that and the other, and blowing off to me, Hugley Judsies, what wouldn't you give to have a girl? Your wish was me will, and lo, out of a sky, the way I too. But her, you wait, eager to choose is left to her shade. If she had only more matcher's wit, findlings makes runaways, runaways astray. She's as merry as the Grix still. 'Twould be sore should leaden sorrow. I'll wait, and I'll wait. And then if all goes, what will be is. But let them. Slops Hospatch and the Slusky Slut too. He's for thee what she's for me. Dogging you round Cove and Haven and teaching me the parts of speech. If you spun your yarns to him on the swishbark waves, I was spelling my yearns to her over cottage cake. We'll not disturb their sleeping duties. Let besoms be bosoms. It's Phoenix, dear, and the flame is here. Let's our journey Saint Michael make it, since the loss of fire has lost, and the book of the depth is closed. Come, step out of your shell. Hold up, you free thing. Yes, we've light enough. I won't take our laddie's lantern for them four old windbags of Gotsaveri to be blowing at, nor you, your rocksunk, to bring all the Dannymans out after you on the hike. Send after guide us. Isma, it is the softest morning that ever I can ever remember me. But she won't rain, surely, our Ilma. Yet, until it's the time, and me and you have made our... The sons of bursters won in the games. Still, I'll take me old Finvara for me shoulders. The trout will be so fine at Brookfisht, with the taste of roly poloni from Blugpuddles after, to bring out the tang of the tay. Is't you fame for a roast brood? Ox meal to earn, all out of the wool paws. And then all the chippy young cupping jars cluttering round us, cluttering for their creams, crying, me, grown-up sister, are me not truly? List, only but, there's a but, You must buy me a fine new girdle too, Nolly, when next you go to Market Norwal. They're all saying I need it, since the one from Isaacson's slooped its line. Mrk, nrk, fayatau. Come, give me your great bear's paw, Padaravilki, fala mine tiny, Dola. Mine ninety hensy in the Langwar flows. That's Jorgen Jorgensen. But you understood, Novst. I always know by your brights and shades. Reach down, a little more. So, draw back your glaive. Hot and hairy, Ugon, is your hand. Here's where the false skin begins. Smooth as an infant's. One time you told you'd been burnt in ice. And one time it was chemical after you taking a lifeness. Maybe that's why you hold your heart as if. And people thinks you missed the scaffold of fell design. I'll close me eyes so not to see, or see only a youth in his florizel, a boy in innocence peeling a twig, a child beside a weeny white steed, the child we all love to place our hope in forever. All men has done something. Be the time they've come to the weight of old flesh. We'll leave it. So. We will take our walk before in the temple they ring the earthly bells. In the church by the hearse yard, packs good men's will. Or the birds start their tree-sturm shindy. Look, there are yours off, high on high. And, Kushes, sweet good luck they're cawing you, cool. You see, they're as white as the riven snake for us. Next Peter's Paul, you will be elected, or I'm not your illicitous bribe. The Kinsella woman's man will never reduce me. A Magara O'Cullough, Omwirk McFuny, sookadoodling and sweep-a-cheeping round the lodge of Fjorn Nagala of the Trumpets. It's like potting the poor to sham on the dresser, or tamming Uncle Tim's carbine onto the brows of a Viker eagle. Not such big strides, Huddy Foddy. You'll crush me antelopes I said so long for. They're penny soles, and the two goodiest shoe-shoes. It is hardly a nut's mile or seven possum butts. It is very good for the health of a morning, with bua-bua, a gentle motion all around, as leisure paces. And the help yourself to a stool cures easy. It seems so long since, ages since. As if you had been long, far away, a far today's, a fear tonight's, and me as with you in the dark. You will tell me sometime, if I can believe it's all. You know where I am bringing you. You remember, when I ran burying after hucks and haws, with you drawing out great aims to hazel me from the hummock with your sling, our cries, I could lead you there and I still buy you in bed. Let's go Dutch to Danegraven, no? Not a soul but ourselves. Time? We have loads on our hands. Till Gilligan and Halligan call again to Hooligan, and the rest of the guns, Sulligan 8, from left to right, all obobo, ye foxy thieves. The Moskers thought to bawl you out. Or the Wall Unicorn's master, Bugley Captain from the Knoll, drawls up by the door with the Honourable Whilp and the Reverend Pointer and the two Lady Pagets of Tally Haw, Ballyhuntus, in their riddle-tight raiding hats, for to lift a hare's health to their robust, the stag, ever's the Carlton hop. And you needn't host out with your duck and your duty cap a pole while they reach in the glass he never starts to finish. Clap this whiz on your pole, and stick this in your ear, Wiggly. Beauties don't answer, and the rich never pays. If you were the enlarged, they'd hue and cry you. Heath Town, Harbour's Town, Snow Town, Four Knox, Fleming Town, Boding Town, to the Ford of Fine on Delvin. How they housed to house you after the platonic garlands. And all because, loosed in her reflexes, she seemed she seen Erico Rickory Corry come handsome with his three poached dogs a-leashing him. But you came safe through. Enough of that horn a corner. And old Mother Goosip. We might call on the old lord, what do you say? There's something tells me. He is a fine sport. Like the score on a mighty went before him. And a proper old promenantry. His door always open for a new era's day. much as your own is. You invoiced him last Easter, so he ought to give us hot cockles and everything. Remember to take off your white hat, eh? When we come in the presence, and say who to two with modesty. His is House of Laws, and I'll drop my graciest curtsy too. If the Ming-Tong no go bow to me homage, me hamage cow bow tow to the Mong-Tang. Ceremonialness to stand lowest place be, saying, what'll you take to link to light a pike on porpoise play? He might knight you an armor, else or daub you the first cheap Madger strape. Remember Bom Thomanu, Vim Vam von Hungerig? Oh, to form, chain and epaulettes, both are bumbold, and I'll be your oral Inus. But we vain, plain fancies, it's in the castle's air. My current bread's full of silly motto-craft. Aloof is an oof, we can take or leave. He's reading his ruffs. You'll know our way from there, surely. Flora's way, where once we led so many car couples of follied since. Klatschka, giving Shaughnessy's mare the hilly mount of her life with her Strildeburgers. The rocky road a-dundering. We can sit us down on the heathery ben, me on you, in quorum unconscious. To scan the arising out from Drumleek. It was there Ivora told me I had best, if I ever. When the moon of morning is set and gone over Glynaduna, Lonu Nula, ourselves, our souls alone, at the sight of Salvation, and watch, would the letter you're wanting be coming, maybe, and cast ashore, that I praise for be manes of me drains. Scratching it and patching at with a prompt from a primer, and what scripts of nuts knowledges I picked up me myself. Every letter is a hard, but yours sure is the hardest crux ever. Hack an axe, hook an ox, hath an an, heth it ences. But once done, dealt and delivered, tat-tat, you're on the map. Raced on Traumscraft from mast and boss, after rounding his world of ancient days, carried in a caddy or screwed and corked on his mudges tossed surface, with a bob-bob Bottleby blob. When the waves give up yours, the soil may for me. Sometime then, somewhere there, I wrote me hopes and buried the page when I heard thy voice, Roddery Donner, so loud that none but, and left it to lie till a Christmas coming. So content me now, this. Unbuild and be building our bank alone cottage there, and we'll cohabit respectable. The gowan, sir, for madam me, with a cute booble run-tower for to pip up and go peep where the stirs be, just to see, would we hear how Jove and the peers talk, amid the soulness. Till top, big master, scale the summit. You're not so giddy any more. All your ground plotting, and the little it brought, humps when you heist us and dumps when you doust us. But Sarah one of me cares a brambling ram, pomp, porter, yark. On Limpity Marge I've made me home, park and a pub for me. Only don't start your stunts of Donachie's years ago again. I could gasp to her name who tucked you that one, tough nut. Bold bet backwards, for the loves of St. Fintan's, before the naked universe, and the Bailby police man rinsing his eye. One of these fine days, Ludie Colour, you must read a form again. Blessed she, Martin, softly so. I am so exquisitely pleased about the loveliest dress I have. You will always call me leafiest, won't you, darling? Waterful, old boy. And you won't objunct to me perfume, oil of Cologne, with a spot of Marischal. It's Alpine smile from yester's late yester's. I'm in every wind's nasturtles, even in Holt's nose, Medar's godenius, a stair of a stone. Grand old marauder, if I knew who you are, when that hark from the air said it was Captain Finson makes Gourmands and was made pressing for his suit, I said, are you there? Here's nobody here, only me. But I near fell off the pile of samples, as if your tinger winged ting to me here. Is that right, what your brother Milkin Bray be's telling the district you were bragged up by Brostel, because your parents would be always tumbling into his foul place and losing her Pentecosts after drinking their pledges. Howsome endeavour, you'd done me fine. The only man was ever known could eat the crusts of lobsters. Our native night, when you twice took me for some Marion Sherry, and then your German cousin who signs hers with X's, and the beard wig I found in your clarkson bag. Fair ops, you'll play you're the king of Eships. You certainly make the most royal of noises. I will tell you all sorts of make-up things, strangers, and show you to every simple story place we pass. Cadmiller's Folly, Bellevenue, Welcrom, Quid Super Abbot, Villities Valities. Change the plates for the next course of Murphy's. Spendlove's still there, and the cannon going strong, and so is Claffy's habits end or taking, and our parish pomp's a great warrant. But you'll have to ask that same four that named them is always snugging in your bar saloona, saying they're the best relics of Conall O'Daniel and writing Finglas since the flood. That'll be some kingly work in progress, but it's by this route he'll come some morrow, and I can signal you all flint and fern a-wrastling as we go by, and you'll sing thumb a bit and then wise your semen on it. It is all so often and still the same to me. Sniff. Only turf, wick dear. Clane turf. You've never forgotten bat on tarf, have you? At Broin Boru, what? Inch? Why, them's the mushrooms come up during the night. Look, acres of roofs in parches. Dom and dam, dim and dim. And a capital part for Olympics to playa. Steady on, Coolusus. Mind your stride or your knock, while I'm dodging the dustbins. Look what I found, a lintel pea. And look at here, this carowee seed. Pretty mites, my sweet things. Was they poor loves abandoned by whole a widey world? Nebulas for Newtown, the Eblana Magna you be hazy held, looming up out of the Dumblin ass. But the still Samosita, I've lapped so long. As you said, it fair takes. If I lose my breath for a minute or two, don't speak, remember. Once it happened, so it may again. Why, I'm all these years within years in suffering all believed, to hide away the tear departed. It's thinking of all, the brave that gave there, the fair that wore, all them that's gone. I'll begin again in a jiffy, the nick of an ad. How glad you'll be I waked you. My, how well you'll feel forever after. First we turn by the Vagurin here, and then it's gooder. So side by side, turn a gate wedding town, Lord Men of Londub. I only hope all the heavens sees us, for I feel I could near to faint away into the deeps. Anamore's leap. Let me lean, just a lean, if you let. Bold, strong, big tider. All girls is we, at times. So, while you're adamant ever. Whoops, that wind, as if out of nowhere, as on the night of the Apophonites, jumps, shoots, throbst into me mouth like a bow and arrows. Lord God of the Lashlands, how he whips me cheeks. See, see, here we'll reach Island Bridge, where you meet I. The day, remember? Why there that moment, and us two only? I was but teen, a tiler's dot. The swanky suits was boosting always, sure him he was like to me fad. But the swaggerest swell off Shackville's strut, and the fiercest freak he ever followed a pining child round the sluppery table with a forkful of fat. But a king of whistlers, Sheola, when he'd prop me atlas against his goose and light our two candles for our singers' duos on the sewing machine. I'm sure he squirted juice in his eyes to make them flash for flightening me. Still and all, he was awful fond to me. Who'll search for find me colours now on the hilly droops of Wicklow Fells? But I read in to be continued's tale that while Bluebells blows, there'll still be sealskers. There'll be others, but none so for me. Yet, he never knew we seen us before. night after night, so that I longed to go to, and still withal. One time you'd stand forenenst me fairly laughing, in your bark and tan billows of branches for to fan me coolly, and I'd lie as quiet as a mouse. And one time you'd rush upon me darkly roaring, like a great black shadow with a sheeny stare to purse me rawly. And I'd frozen up and pray for thaw. Three times in all. I was the pet of everyone then, a principal girl, and you were the panty mammy's vulking courser goth, the invision of Indolond. And by Thorra, you looked it. My lips went livid for from the joy of fear, like almost now. How? How you said how you'd give me the keys of me heart, and we'd be married till death to us part. And though Dev do us part, oh mine, only know, now it's me who's got to give, as Dove herself div, in this limb. And can it be, it's now farewell? Alas, I wished I had better glances to peer to you through this baylight's growing. But you're changing, Akusha. You're changing from me, I can feel. Or is it me is? I'm getting mixed, brightening up and tightening down. Yes, you're changing, son husband, and you're turning, I can feel you, for a daughter wife from the hills again, Imla Maya. And she is coming, swimming in my hindmost, divil taking on me tail, just a whisk, brisk, slice, price, spink, spank, sprint of a thing, there Samir, saltering, salterella, come to her own. I pity your old self I was used to. Now a younger's there. Try not to part. Be happy, dear ones. May I be wrong, for she'll be sweet for you, as I was sweet when I came down out of me mother, my great blue bedroom, the air so quiet, scarce a cloud, in peace and silence. I could have stayed up there for always only. It's something fails us. First we feel, then we fall. And let her reign now if she likes, gently or strongly, as she likes. Anyway, let her reign, for my time has come. I done me best when I was left, thinking always if I go, all goes. 100 cares, a tithe of troubles, and is there one who understands me? One in 1,000 of years of the nights? All me life I have been lived among them, but now they are becoming loathed to me, and I am loathing their little worn tricks, and loathing their mean cozy turns, and all the greedy gushes out through their small souls, and all the lazy leaks down over their brash bodies, how small it's all, and me letting on to myself always, and lilting on all the time. I thought you were all glittering with the noblest of carriage. You're only a bumpkin. I thought you the great in all things, in guilt and in glory. You're but a puny. Home. My people were not their sort out beyond there, so far as I can. For all the bold and bad and bleary they are blamed of the sea hags. No. Nor for all our wild dances in all their wild din. I can see myself among them, Allan Juvia Pulcrabel. How she was handsome, the wild Amazia, when she would seize to my other breast. And what is she weird, haughty Nailuna, that she will snatch from my honest hair. For 'tis they are the stormies, ho, hang, hang, ho, and the clash of our cries till we spring to be free. Aura voles, they says, never heed of your name. But I'm loathing them that's here and all I loathe, lonely in me loneness, for all their faults. I am passing out, oh, bitter ending. I'll slip away before they're up. They'll never see, nor know, nor miss me. And it's old, and old it's sad, and old it's sad and weary. I go back to you, my cold father, my cold mad father, my cold mad fairy father, till the near sight of the mere size of him, the moils and moils of it, morn and awning, makes me sea-silt saltsick, and I rush my only into your arms. I see them rising. Save me from those terrible prongs. Two more. One, two Mormons more. So, Ave Lava. My leaves have drifted from me, all, but one clings still. I bear it on me to remind me of... So soft this morning hours. Yes, carry me along, Taddy, like you done through the toy fair. If I seen him bearing down on me now, under white spread wings like he'd come from archangels, I think I'd die down over his feet, humbly-dumbly, only to wash him. Yes, Tib, there's where. First, we pass through grass we hush the bush to. Whish! A gull. Gulls. Far calls. Coming far. End here. Us, then. Finn, again. Take. But softly. Memember me. Till thousands sleep. Oops. The keys to. Given. Away alone, a last A loved along thee. Paris, 1922-1939. End of Finnegan's Wake by James Joyce. Narrated by Patrick Horgan in the studios of American Foundation for the Blind, Incorporated, for the Library of Congress, March 1985. For special distribution as authorized by Act of Congress, under Public Law 89522, with the permission of the copyright holder and the publisher, Penguin Books, 40 West 23rd Street, New York, New York, 10010. If you experienced any difficulty with this recording, please tie a piece of string around one of the container straps or latches before returning it. Place the defective recording in the container, braille side down, for identification.